Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we air each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're hearing the show live, more power to you. If you listen to it delayed on iTunes or at ringtalk.com, hey, we welcome you delayed listeners as well. Well, straight up, I've got a great show for you today. I'm talking about Lehman Brewster, the former heavyweight champion of the world, the man that beat Vladimir Klitschko. And guess what? Not only did he beat Vladimir Klitschko, he's got a plan, a website he's putting together. He's going to call it the Google of Boxing. That's right, the Google website of boxing. Everybody knows you can Google just about anybody's name and come up with information on him. He plans on doing something like that for the sport of boxing. We'll talk with Lehman today about boxing, about his website, about the future of boxing, about the future of MMA. Lots of stuff to talk with Lehman Brewster, the former heavyweight champion of the world. No question about that. And then we'll spend some time with KP, Kevin Perry. That's right. Kevin Perry will outline tonight's fights. Of course, those fights on pay-per-view from Puerto Rico. Juan Manuel Lopez, Juan Ma, they call him. Once beaten fighter, got knocked out in his last fight. A huge upset. He's taking on Mike Oliver tonight. Mike Oliver presents a good challenge, but he can't punch well. We'll see what Kevin Perry has to say about that. And then, of course, we'll bring in Greg Haugen, the great Greg Haugen, folks, and he'll say things about Oscar De La Hoya that you've never, ever heard before, be it on radio, television, the internet, anywhere. Greg promises to deliver the mouth that roared, the mouth from Washington, former lightweight champion of the world, Greg Haugen will be here. Speaking of boxing, let's talk about last week's show just for a second. The great Larry Merchant was here, of course, talking about Floyd Mayweather, and you can catch that show on iTunes as well as the website ringtalk.com. But Larry kicked Floyd's ass 1 week after threatening to do so on television. Straight up, Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, he can be found on our last week's show that was on iTunes and on the website ringtalk.com. Speaking of the website, ringtalk.com is climbing in numbers. And why? Because we got it going on. We're hitting home runs every day, folks, with folks like Professor Chuck Marbury talking about the history of boxing, KP doing his thing from the City of Angels. Myself, I've got a great article I wrote yesterday about, hey, Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion. He's been pooped on more than a porta potty. I kid you not. I don't know who's burning him worse, the WBC or HBO, but he's been abused like you wouldn't believe. If only he was Mexican, that's part of the story, because if he was Mexican, the WBC, the World Boxing Council, or the World Boxing Circus, call it what you want, would be giving him some respect. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, Lehman Brewster, former heavyweight champion of the world.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1% to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, Axis Labs is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 30-day research survey, Axis Labs will provide you everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now. 800-889-6262. That's 800-889-6262. 800-889-6262.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15 hours staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 12 and a half, make it 13 minutes past the hour, folks. Of course, coming up at 40 after the hour will be the godfather of the HBO crew. I'm talking about the great Larry Murch, and the Hall of Famer will be in the house at 40 minutes past the hour. About 25 minutes after the hour, we will be joined by MMA expert, former fighter himself. I'm talking about Matt All Meat Grizzle. But right now, we're joined, honorably joined by a former heavyweight title holder. I'm talking about the great Layman Brewster. Layman, long time. How are you, man?
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me again.
It's been a long time. I remember you and me sitting in the dressing room down at the L.A. Forum when Thomas Hearns fought that card, you and me sitting in the dressing room. I did television that night, you and I sitting there talking about your future, and you was just a very young buck then. I believe that was 1999.
Yeah, man, I was still growing my Atlas.
So how's life treating you?
Man, life is good, man. I'm just working on something that I think is going to be revolutionary, or should I say evolutionary, to all full contact sports as far as fighting is concerned. No. It's a one-stop shop for I would say the fighting world, man. I had a lot of trouble when I was getting ready for fights, finding sparring partners and gym locations when I was on vacation with my wife, or so now I came up with a system. This automated system where if you're looking for specific, if you're looking for a guy 6'1", 220 pounds, that's right-handed, that is a boxer, you press enter, and it'll bring up everybody around the world. You get to see a video of them sparring, and if you like them, then you select them. And I think that this way, it gets rid of a lot of frustration, because I used to bring guys to camp to hit them, and only to find out that they weren't who I was looking for, or I would hurt them. And then they wouldn't give me 100% anymore, and I need to get rid of them. So the problem would be I'd have to take it easy on guys because I couldn't go all the way out. Well, I just solved that problem, and I hope that the rest of the world will come out and support this, because it's for all full-contact sports, from boxing, MMA, kickboxing, Muay Thai, and it's something that it should be online in probably about 8 weeks, and it's called FightingConnection.com.
FightingConnection.com. We're talking with Layman Brewster, folks, the man that fought both Klitschko's. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Tell me about MMA. Are you surprised that MMA has passed up boxing in popularity? According to the statistics, okay, it passed up boxing 5 years ago in 2006. So since then, boxing has been like in the rearview mirror of MMA. Why is that? Why is it the sweet science, one of the oldest sports, the true sport? I mean, when it comes to fighting back in the days, we're talking about John L. Sullivan and Baron Knuckles and things like that. And then, of course, the Joe Louis era, the Jack Johnson era, the Jack Dempsey era, the Rocky Marciano era, the Muhammad Ali era, the Frazier era, the Foreman era, the Holmes era. I can go on and on and on and on. But why is it Why is boxing taking a backseat to MMA? Do you think that a lot of those bad decisions on TV sort of created that, or what?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, because I really feel in my heart I have an answer for you. The first thing I want to say, when a guy signs a contract in boxing, that's a guarantee. He knows no matter what, win, lose, or draw, he's going to get X amount of dollars. Perfect example, and I don't mean in a disrespectful way, because he's a brother to me and I have so much love for him, Shane Mosley. When he fought Pacquiao, he was fighting great for the first one or two rounds. But once he got hit and got knocked down, it dawned on him he couldn't win. So his mind went into survival. So it was, hey, I got a guarantee, so let me box this guy, because if I stand here with him, I'm going to get knocked out. So with that being said, he did just enough to try to make the fight entertaining without getting knocked out. Well, in MMA, it's not like that. Those guys don't make a whole lot of money, for one. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's like that. So that guarantee is only based on their success of winning, which makes all the difference in the world. Because if you're telling me I'm only going to make $20,000, you know, but if I lose, that $20,000 will get cut to $10,000, and I'm still not making no money. Well, shoot, man, I gotta let it all hang out. And that's what you see in MMA. And then I'll tell you the second thing. Boxing is, let's look at the ladies in the 40s, if you use your imagination. Those ladies all wore dresses that came to their ankles. Well, that's boxing. MMA, the ladies are wearing the skirts that come up to their thighs. You know, it's like they are a breath of fresh air. And what I'm trying to get at is that boxing has not changed. You still got the red, white, and blue ring. You know what I'm saying? You still got, I mean, it's like there is nothing entertaining about boxing except the fights itself. I mean, every time you go to a fight, you see the exact same thing. And then, like I said, these guys got a guarantee. And it's like their guarantee is I'm going to make money at the end of the day, win, lose, or draw. And
true.
I think that once boxing wakes up and say, hey, you know what, we got to catch up with the times, man. You know, we got to think, we got to reinvent ourselves. Because if you look at tradition has always held us back. If you look at it, if things don't change, it's like we're not getting up anymore to go turn the knob. At the television, we got remote controls. You know, we're not cooking in the oven or on the stove all the time. We got microwaves. Well, boxing has stayed the same from the John L. Sullivan days, the Jack Johnson. Nothing has changed, and it's time for change. And we need people with new ideas to try to do some things to make it change, you know, make it better. When you look at MMA, it's fresh. You know, it's something new, and it's something exciting. You know, it's just a whole setup. So, you know, history repeats itself. You know, boxing is, to me, is the sport of all sports. And all MMA compete in boxing to be better MMA fighters. It's just a matter of us, like I said, going from A to B, where we've been at B, now to go from B to C, you know, and get rid of the corruption with the promoters that are making all the money off these fighters. You hear all the horror stories. You know, so it scares a lot of people, a lot of athletes. And then the third thing I want to say, today you have so many sports to offer so much more money without the politics. A lot of your best athletes that could have been fighters are choosing to go into other sports where they pay for your education and things like that, things that weren't offered in the 80s, 70s, and going on back. So, and that's my conclusion of it, but you can tell me what you think.
Well, I think that boxing hasn't woken up. I mean, because when you go to a USC event, it's like a rock concert from the start to the end. I mean, there's always something happening. They've got fights in the ring all the time. You know, you go to a boxing match, and Layman, you and I know this, you sit around for 45 minutes. Sometimes the fans sit around for 45 minutes sitting on their hands in between fights waiting for a main event because it's scheduled for television or something like that. I just don't think that boxing guys, put it this way, I think that the UFC blueprint is a combination of what the WWE did, and as far as entertaining people was concerned, and what boxing didn't do. I think that everything Dana White does is the opposite of boxing, and he's making billions of dollars doing it, but yet you got Bob Arum that calls the UFC homosexual sex.
Yeah, but that's not fair for any man to judge how another man eats. That's just my opinion. I mean, I love Bob Arum, but, you know, we can't judge, you know, how we feed our family as long as it doesn't break a law. Hey, man, you know, I'm all for it, you know, and me being a boxer by nature, you know, that's who I am. But I don't knock no other sport, because if that's what works for others, then, hey, man, good for you. You know, if it keeps you off the street, if it keeps you from breaking in my house or robbing my bank, well, then, hey, man, do you.
Well, you know, Layman, they do get a lot of bonuses, though. I will say this. The UFC does give a lot of bonuses, and guys get $40,000 or $50,000 or $100,000. I mean, you guys get these huge bonuses. They put up great fights and fight of the night and knockout of the night and things like that. So, you know, Dana White and Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, some people think that they're frugal, but, you know, they lost $33 million to start with. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, they were willing to go $33 million in the hole. Do you actually think Bob Arum has lost a dime in his life? I remember what Don King told me, the best way to my key to success is using other people's money.
Yes, sir. That's that businessman mentality. And, you know, that's that. And I don't mean it in a negative way, but that's why I'm glad that we can finally get to the point where we say out with the old and in with the new, because Don King, Bob Arum, all those promoters, you know, they are in the last stages of their
lives
as far as being promoters, and so we're going to get some new ideas coming in.
Okay, but what about, we've got one more question for you after this, but Oscar De La Hoya is supposed to be a breath of fresh air. He's turned out to be just like Bob Arum and Don King. I mean, he's playing the same fiddle.
Yeah, but you got to understand one thing that you don't realize, or maybe you haven't thought about. All he really did was allow them to use his name. He didn't hands-on say, hey, man, I'm going to make this promotion, and this is the way I want it to be. He said, hey, you know what? It's going to make me this much money? Okay, fine. For instance, when he fought Floyd Mayweather, he got $30 million, but his company made $100 million. You know, so that was technically $130 million. So, I mean, he didn't have to do anything other than bend his wrist a couple of times to scribble with some ink, you know. So it's not about taking boxing to another level for him, and you have to understand that. It's just about money for him. Okay. And that's just my opinion from everything that I've seen. Just like, for instance, they did a show out here in California. I believe it was the Shoemosh or something. They gave them, I believe it was like $300,000 to put on a fight. The fight was terrible. But guess what? They got their money. They didn't have to do any advertising just because of his name of Oscar De La Hoya.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like they only go for the cream of the crop. They don't look at the dirt and look at the diamond. It could be shiny. They get the diamond once somebody's already shined it. So to me, they're not in it for the love. They're in it because of the financial gain.
Okay, last question. Last question for you. The Klitschko, one of the Klitschkos was fighting today, and I think you fought both Klitschkos, Vitaly and Vladimir. Now, Vitaly is taking on Thomas Adamek today. Does Adamek have a chance?
You know what, man? Just also being politically correct, I only fought Vladimir.
Okay.
So, you know, I fought him twice, though. But I will say this much. I don't think he stands a chance against Vitaly. I think Vitaly's the truth. Not to take away from any fighter out there, even his brother, but I think right now in the heavyweight division, I think Vitaly's the best fighter in the heavyweight division in the world alive today. And I just think that he's too small. Not to say that he can't win, you know, but I just don't think that he has what it takes. I don't think he has the style, because you can't box with a boxer. And Vitaly is a pure boxer with a brawler's punch. And Adamek, you know, he's a boxer. Not to say he may not give a good fight or that he may not even win, but what I'm saying is just plain and simply, I just think that Vitaly is just going to be too much for him.
Okay. 35-6, 30 KOs. What's the name of this new gym, this new website you're putting up pretty soon?
My website is called fightingconnection.com, FIGHTINGCONNECTION.com. And, you know, it's for fans. It's for ring card girls. It's for managers, trainers, gyms, physical trainers, for boxers. It's for all genres of full contact fighting. And this is something that I think that we deserve for us, by us, because no longer do we have to look around town by asking somebody, hey, man, do you know somebody I can spar with that has this style? Just like when I came ready to fight Vladimir, it's hard to find somebody with a European style, and I have to ask somebody in America. They got to ask somebody and ask somebody. And by the time the grapevine get to me, get back, and we get the guy to camp, he definitely was not, is not what we're looking for. This way you can see it yourself. You can put in the specifics of exactly what it is you're looking for, how much you're paying, where your camp going to be, how long it is.
All right, Layman, I got to wrap things up here, man. I appreciate your interview. You're always good to talk to, and I will talk to you real soon. God bless you, my brother.
God bless, man. Thank you.
At Toyota, we care about your safety. That's why we're investing $1 million every hour to improve our technology and your safety. It's an investment that's helped Toyota earn multiple top safety pick awards for 2010 by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. No other brand has won more. These top safety picks and all our new safety innovations are available at toyota.com/safety.
You gotta love a T-bone. It's the lean page in your culinary playbook that'll add something special to any pregame feast. Because when you huddle around that grill come tailgating time, you rest easy knowing that the old T-bone formation packs the power of lean protein. That's the T-bone. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Time to take it to the City of Angels, folks, and bring my main man from ringtalk.com. I'm talking about KP himself, Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much. How are you doing?
Pretty good, man. Saturday night, of course, tonight, that means HBO's on, as well as pay-per-view. Let's talk about the pay-per-view card first. Juan Manuel Lopez, the man from Puerto Rico, was unbeaten, was a sensational-looking fighter. I thought he was like the second coming of God, and then he fell apart in his last fight against Salido. So what's happening with him?
He's fighting Mike Oliver. I think Oliver has a couple of losses on his record, but pretty decent fighter. Only problem with Oliver is I think he has about 30 fights, and he only has 8 KOs. So I think we can all agree the reason why he's being brought in as an opponent He really doesn't have any chance of scoring a knockout, and I think Lopez has been known to not really have the greatest set of whiskers.
Well, speaking of whiskers, you're talking about chin, the ability to take a punch. Why is that? I mean, what distinguishes a fighter's chin? Is it inherent? Is it something you can build up? If you have a bad chin, can you do exercises to improve your chin? I mean, can you do anything to improve it?
I think there's neck exercises possibly you could do to build up your chin, but I think the biggest thing with guys who tend to get hurt a lot of times, it's not necessarily their chin per se, but I think Juan Manuel Lopez, he does a lot of jumping up and down in weight, and I think he probably naturally walks around probably around 160-plus pounds, and somehow he sweats himself down to about 126. And I think all that up and down with the weight, it tends to take a lot out of fighters. They get hit, and their body can sustain the punches because they're probably not fighting at a natural weight. So I'm thinking within the next year or so, he's probably going to be up to 130 or 135 pounds, which will probably be a more natural weight for him.
You know, you talk
and maybe
about,
he'll take punches a little better.
You talk about this up-and-down weight game. Of course, Duran played it for years and won at it. But Luther Vandross, the Emmy, the Grammy Award-winning singer, he lost doing that up-and-down weight stuff. That's some dangerous stuff, man, going from 160 to 126. I mean, that's 40 pounds in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it is, and I think, you know, it's when you're fighting at the world-class level, I think being at an optimum weight is the best way to it's going to make you perform at, you know, your maximum. And some of these guys who are jumping up came in 15, 20 pounds in between weigh-ins, I mean, that's just not natural, and I think you could see them the results in a lot of these fights. Guys who try to do that and think it gives them an advantage, it's actually not necessarily an advantage.
Okay, an article I penned yesterday at ringtalk.com sort of echoed what you wrote about 2 weeks ago on the World Boxing Circus. We'll talk about the WBC and the fact that Sergio Martinez, a world middleweight champion, is taking on a guy by the name of, I think, Darren Brenner or something like that tonight on HBO.
It's Darren Barker, right?
Barker,
from the UK.
Exactly. Now, he's not the son of Bob Barker, the TV game show host, but he might as well be because he doesn't have much of a chance either, does he?
You know, to be honest with you, it's really hard to say. I've never seen any footage of him fighting, so I don't really have much of an opinion on how much of a shot he has. I mean, he is unbeaten, but Sergio Martinez is an excellent fighter, and I don't think this guy's being brought in here to win. I think he's gonna have, you know, he's getting an opportunity, and the bottom line is none of the top fighters want to fight Martinez, so he's got to fight somebody. Chavez Jr., who's the asterisk middleweight champion, he's given the title by the WBC, basically. He wants no part of Martinez. So pretty much Martinez just has to fight the guys he put in front of him, and it just happens to be that it's Darren Barker on Saturday, and I hear he's as high as a 20-1 favorite.
Wow.
Over this guy.
Wow.
Barker. So,
you know,
I mean, if he got like $25 laying around somewhere, I'd put $25 on Barker and hope to hit the lottery or something, but
yeah,
I don't think he has much of a shot.
Good luck on that one. Sergio Martinez, he's been pooped on more than a porta potty by the WBC, by HBO. They announced Paul Williams after him. They gave Paul Williams more money. What is it? I mean, I guess he'd almost have to be Mexican to make some money in this game. What's wrong with what's happening with him?
With WBC?
No, I mean, Martinez in general. Ludovella's his manager, his promoter. You would think that they'd be getting him some opportunities. But, you know, fighting guys like this on HBO, no names, really doesn't make much sense.
Well, I think the bottom line is what the problem is with boxing nowadays is once a guy gets either a contract with HBO or fights on HBO a couple of times, they kind of lose sight of the whole aspect of what promoting a fighter is all about. And I think somebody like Martinez, I know he hasn't lived in Argentina for a long time, but a guy who's his home country, they should be trying to maybe line up a fight there, get the guy some exposure. Also, the guy lives in Oxnard. He should be fighting in Southern California where they could build up a fan base. I mean, he's from what I hear, he's a gentleman. He's a nice guy. He does positive things in the community. And the guy's fighting in Atlantic City. So I don't understand the logic behind that, except for I know Lou DiBella is an East Coast guy. And so
the logic is HBO's paying the money. KP, Kevin Perry, you can find his work at ringtalk.com. Until next time, Kevin, all the best to you, my brother.
All right, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
We'll be back with Greg Haugen. That's right, the mouth that roared from the north. I'm talking about Greg Haugen, the former lightweight champion, right after this.
Business owner or an individual who owes the IRS, then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then you need to try Blue Goo, a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically by a lab based in Los Angeles for the treatment of arthritis, bursitis, tendinitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical in Los Angeles, California, recommends Blue Goo for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before surgery. Let Blue Goo be the last pain relief product you ever use. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. That's 1-888-330-0123. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping and handling costs. So why wait? Don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-888-330-0123 now or visit us online at www.dothegoo.com.
If you trade the markets, you know what a grind it can be, and winning trades can be as elusive as, well, a smile on a traffic cop. However, with the simple act of reading One Shot, One Kill Trading by John Netto, you can literally change your trading life forever, and it's available now at Amazon.com. For many struggling traders, getting on the right side of a trade straight out of the gate is what's missing in their trading efforts, and to succeed, you must change that habit. Become a successful trader by having a one-shot, one-kill plan of attack that delivers consistent results you can literally bank on. Go online right now to Amazon.com and make an investment in yourself. Read a truly great book for people who want to trade better. Masterfully written and easy to digest, One-Shot, One-Kill Trading is a must-read. John often says, when your desire to improve is equaled only by your passion to succeed, you will not fail. Check out One-Shot, One-Kill Trading, available at Amazon.com today.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
I'll just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Boxing fans, my next guest needs no introduction. You know him as the mouth that roared, the guy that wouldn't take any smack from anybody. I'm talking about Mr. Greg Hogan. What's up, Big Greg?
Not much, just here in Florida enjoying some sunshine and humidity.
Okay, now you were in Vegas about 2 weeks ago, and then you were in Washington after that. So what are you traveling around the country? What are you doing? You training fighters?
Yeah, you know, might as well. You know, I got the knowledge, and I can't die with it. So, yeah, I'd like to pass it on. And, you know, I've been working with some guys up in Washington, but, you know, they didn't want to listen. So I'm going wherever they need me. So I'm here in Florida this week in a couple weeks, and then I'll be in Idaho a couple weeks after that.
Well, Idaho, good. And there's a real exciting place, Idaho. Sort of reminds me of Well, I won't tell you what it reminds me of, but I was there in Boise for about a week, and boy, was I bored. Anyway, Greg, let's talk about the current state of boxing. I mean, you've got guys like Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, fighting tonight on HBO, fighting against a nobody, and the WBC has given the middleweight title to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. when he hasn't fought anybody. And, I mean, what is boxing just continues to shoot itself in the head or what?
Well, it's not helping itself by all means. You know, I think we got a bunch of idiots out there that don't know crap about boxing that be putting in charge of, you know, the organizations. Seems like there's a new one coming up all the time. And, you know, it's just it's going in the toilet. The last couple of years, it's, you know, it's taking a back seat to the MMA. And, you know, we haven't had anybody that's excitable except for Floyd Jr. And, you know, and then you got a few other guys out there that are on the rise. Martinez can fight, and, you know, Pacquiao can fight a little bit. But doesn't seem like any one of these punks want to put their, you know, put their records on the line against each other. You know, it's not like back when I was fighting, you know, you had Hearns Leonard, you know, Duran Leonard, you know, guys at the top of the game fighting, you know, because they wanted to prove they were the best.
Speaking of MMA, John Jones, the reigning light heavyweight champion, stopped the former champion Rampage Jackson in convincing fashion last week on UFC 135. We'll cover that a little bit more, a little deeper next week on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we air right here on the Sports Byline Network every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All the information on the show, be it the video, the audio, it's all, the articles are all at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK.com. All right, Oscar.
Yeah, I think Rampage just came for a payday. Wanted to get choked out in the second round. Looked like he was just there to get paid.
Well, Rampage really doesn't have much Rampage left in him anymore. I mean, you know, he sort of went nuts a couple of years ago with that low speed chase when they were chasing him around. The cops were chasing him around L.A. and he was carrying a 25-foot billboard of himself on a trailer. So I mean, it wasn't like a secret as to who they were chasing. You know what I'm saying? There's a black guy that looks like the guy in the poster, this 25-foot poster they're chasing around L.A., and he's doing an O.J. Simpson slow-speed car chase all around town. Finally, of course, he was pulled over, and he was arrested, and Dana White got him out of that, saying he had some medical issues or something like that. But the bottom line is, Rampage really hasn't been Rampage since he was in Pride. I don't know if you saw any of his Pride fights, but he used to powerbomb guys. That was his finishing move. When he powerbombed you, it was over.
Yeah, I wasn't much into the Pride stuff. I'm not much into the MMA. You know, every now and then my buddies call me up and tell me they got it on the table and come over and watch it. But, you know, it's not my thing. It's either a 5 or 9 minute hug fest or a 15 minute hug fest, or, you know, it's over in 30 seconds. So.
Okay. Greg Hogan's our guest, folks, the former lightweight champion of the world. Of course, the man to beat Jimmy Paul in quite an upset. And was that on the same card that John Mugabe got beat by Dwayne Thomas?
Yep, Thumb, they said anyway. But that was the main event.
And I think Dwayne Thomas got. I think Dwayne Thomas is dead. I think he was shot to death in Detroit. Getting shot to death in Detroit? Huh, a possibility? Yeah, maybe. Anyway, but I think Dwayne Thomas has passed on. And Mugabe, we sort of showed the dog in him that night. He got hit with that one punch and he turned his back, remember?
Yeah, he said he got thumbed. And, you know, it's pretty hard to thumb somebody with thumbless gloves. So, you know, I thought he was just looking for a way out and, wasn't the beast that night, definitely.
Wasn't the beast. Speaking of the beast... Who's the best boxer in the game right now? Are there any beasts out there? I mean, Mayweather's a great boxer, and Pacquiao seems to be able to pack the house. But as far as Pacquiao and Mayweather is concerned, I think they're on different levels, Greg. I mean, I think Mayweather boxes circles around Pacquiao. I don't think Pacquiao could hit Mayweather in the ass with a ping pong paddle or a tennis racket.
Well, I think it'd be just like the Ortiz fight. You know, I mean, it's total frustration, you know, you got guys that can't, you know, they're world-class fighters, and they get in there and with guys, and all of a sudden they can't land, you know, and you see Ortiz giving him the shoulder in the second round, he was already frustrated, and, you know, Floyd's just too good. He's got an all-around game, he's a good boxer, he's got hand speed, he's smart, he knows how to fight, so... You know, and that's why Pacquiao and them don't want to fight him. You know, it's not none of this testing stuff. It's a matter of getting his ass whipped in front of everybody, and he knows it.
Speaking of his ass, Oscar De La Hoya in 2007, I published some pictures of him in drag. And, of course, De La Hoya is a man that denied it. He said that I had the photos photoshopped, and I said, well, if they're photoshopped, come sue me then. Because I have forensic photographers look at the photographs. I looked at it myself with a magnifying glass. I mean, him wearing a wig and the ladies' panties and the stockings and the bras and all that kind of good stuff and all these different outfits. I mean, what does that say about his sexuality? You think he's queer?
He's queer as a $3 bill.
That's why I get Greg Hogan on the show, folks.
He's a switch hitter, man. He's a switch hitter.
That's why Greg Hogan's such a great guest, folks. He tells it just like he is. I'm talking about the former lightweight champion out of Washington. What part of Washington are you out of up there?
I'm right outside of Seattle, a little town called Auburn.
Auburn, okay.
Yeah, Auburn. It's not a real hotbed for fighters up there anymore, but we used to, you know, I mean, the Northwest produced some great fighters for years and years. We had, you know, Rocky Lockridge, Leo Randolph, Johnny Bumpus, Ray Shields. You know, I mean, we had some great fighters come out of that area, but, you know, we've got away from, you know, the good coaches that are teachers, you know, and they got these clowns that throw a towel over their shoulder and squirt water in your mouth, and they think they're a coach.
Ray Lampkin was another pretty good fighter out of there, up that way.
Yeah, he was from Oregon, and Ray, and, you know, you had earlier in the day, you had Al Hostack and Freddie Steele, and then, you had some good fighters out of Portland, you know, I mean, yeah, we produced a lot of great fighters from that area, so, but lately it's just not been much of a hotbed because, like I said, we're losing all the teachers of the art of boxing, losing art.
Okay, back to De La Hoya and drag. Greg Hoggins, our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can catch the delayed broadcast on iTunes. You can catch it at ringtalk.com, and we will be putting back the Ustream live videos as far as Facebook's concerned on next Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, back to De La Hoya for just a minute. Now, 4 years after I exposed De La Hoya in these pictures and everybody, they blackballed me from the business. You know I lost a lot of money on that one.
I know that.
You know that. I lost a lot of money on that one, even though it was true. All right. So anyway, they blackballed me. They basically spit on me, started denying me press credentials, that kind of good stuff. Sponsorships dropped, readers dropped, listeners dropped, because everybody believed Oscar. So 4 years later, he admits that it's him doing these drag scene with the Serbian hooker. Okay, he admits to doing cocaine. He admits to cheating on his wife. He admits to drinking, but he didn't admit to any homosexual activity. Do you think that this was like he was like doing? How can I put this? He was trying to take the in other words, he was trying to do some preemptive strike here. In other words, maybe somebody's going to come out with a book or something like that saying he is gay. Do you think this was the move behind that? Because it made no sense for him to come out 4 years later and to say that the Pedro's pictures were real.
Well, that chick might have more on him than anybody knows, you know, and he's got enough money to try to keep her quiet, but, you know, I mean, only Oscar knows, dude. Only Oscar knows, you know, I mean, and you'll do crazy stuff for chicks, you know, they might ask, hey, put these panties on, put their stockings on, you know.
Greg.
I don't know, dude, you know, it's hard to say.
Greg, you or me wouldn't put those bra and panties on for nothing, would we?
No, I wouldn't.
Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Greg Hawkins, our guest, folks. Of course, the former lightweight champion out of Washington. Of course, living in Vegas one time. And one time, when you left Vegas, you just decided you had enough with that Vegas scene. Got packed everything up in the car and split, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I basically moved to Vegas for one reason, and that was to get sparring. And, you know, I couldn't get no sparring in Washington. You know, I'd maybe go 5-6 rounds between 10-round fights. It was average sparring, so I could go to Vegas and get 100 rounds a day with 10 different world-class world champions, and just made a lot of difference. You know, when you're in there holding your own against Azuma Nelsons and Jeff Finnich and Roger Mayweathers, you know, it tells you that you belong, you know. I mean, you know, it was the best thing I could have done. You know, I needed to do it.
You know, a couple of years ago, we honored you here at the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association, and I thought the honor was long overdue and that more people deserve to respect you for your ability. And more than that, you're being forthright, your honesty. I mean, because, Greg, you've never been known to be a BSer. You've never been known to be a con artist. You've always come out. You've told it like it is. And I got to commend you for that, man, because 99% of the time when I interview guys on this show, they're fibbing and crossing their fingers.
Yeah, well, that's just the way I was raised. You know, my mom taught us not to lie. You know, and I'm teaching my kids the same thing. You know, for every lie you make up, you got to make two to cover that. And pretty soon you don't have your word. And when you don't have your word, what do you got?
Okay, one more time. One more time. Oscar's as queer as what?
A $3 bill.
The great Greg Hogan, folks. Greg, I will talk to you real soon. I hope you're doing well. Say hello to the family. And, man, it's always a pleasure.
You too, Pedro. Have a good one, buddy.
There he is, folks. As I said, as promised, the mouth that roars, the man that cannot be shut up, the man that tells it like it is, the great Greg Hogan on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Under all conditions, your
mind, all of the time. Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Brady, why don't you try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred? Do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named Jesus Alvarez.
Hey, Bob, that's pronounced Jesus.
Well, he spelled it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
I know, but you don't say it that way.
Well, if they know he's going to be a fighter, why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was going to be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was going to be a carpenter. Look at that left hook. I bet you won't know how to grow in that spot again.
Get up, Roach. Get up before he step on you.
Wow. That wasn't much of a fight, was it? I get to see better fights than that at home where I'm born. You ought to see the Fergusons go at it. They fight a lot, huh?
All the time. She picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth. Grady, how could she break all of his teeth?
His teeth were in the glass.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, live on ringtalk.com, delayed on ringtalk.com, delayed on iTunes. Hey, we're all over the place, all over the global universe, no question about that. When it comes to boxing and MMA, this is the place, your inside look into the fight game right here, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I guess Greg Hogan sort of stunned everybody by saying Oscar De La Hoya was as queer as a $3 bill. I was a little bit blown away by that. I knew that Greg had some feelings on Oscar and his sexuality, but I didn't think he was going to come that clean or be that brutal or be that. Hey, he's Greg. He's Greg Hogan. What am I saying? What else could I expect? But the truth and what he feels, that's Greg Hogan. He tells it just like it is. No question about that. Kevin Perry, of course, talking about tonight's fights. Sergio Martinez taking on the guy from Darren Brenner from the UK. Brenner can't punch much, so that means he doesn't have much of a chance against the world middleweight champion, possibly the greatest fighter pound for pound in the world. Right now I'm talking about Sergio Martinez. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, is it going to happen? There's only one roadblock left, of course, that's Juan Manuel Marquez. That fight takes place November 12th, and whether or not that Marquez can even hang with Pacquiao for 12 rounds is really the big question, because Pacquiao's grown in body mass, and Juan Manuel Marquez sort of hasn't. So we got a big guy against a little guy, and you know usually the big guy wins. Want to thank Layman Brewster for being part of today's show. Of course, him and his new website is Google of boxing per se, but he's got it going on. He's a man with a lot of ideas. And we're going to close the show, as we always do, with the great Lenny Williams with Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, they are in Shanghai, China, Australia, and they're also going to Korea. Take it back. They open tonight in Seoul, Korea. And Lenny Williams opens in about an hour at the Concord Pavilion in Concord, California. So lots of Tower of Power news. Of course, you can check me out at towerofpower.com, Pedro's column, and the message board. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, thank my great producer for putting this show together. I'm talking about the incredible Scott Cuddy. Until next week, much respect, much peace, peace and love. Pedro's out of here.